Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The left will never learn. They will lie no matter what. If you are involved with leftists, you should have an exit plan. I don't know whether you're married to them. I don't know whether they are your children. But if whatever they are, where you're involved with a pure leftist, you need to get out. Now, not all Democrats are leftists. Most are, but not all are. Not all Republicans are conservatives. Most are, but not all. There are Republican leftists. Now, that really doesn't, that's an oxymoron, because you can't be a pure Republican and be a leftist. But I'm telling you, there are Republicans hiding out as Republicans, leftists hiding out as Republicans, I should say. So don't be fooled. Don't just look at a label and go, ooh, and because the labels don't really matter. What matters is the proof is in the pudding, as they say. In the Jell-O pudding that's been spiked by Bill Cosby. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this lie that the left told over the weekend. Donald Trump had a rally in Ohio, and there was a big fat lie that was told by the left. They wanted you to believe that Donald Trump said that the auto industry would have a bloodbath if they didn't elect him back, that he would essentially scuttle the auto industry. And Elon Musk, God bless the man, on Twitter, he is calling this, he's calling it out every time it exists. He goes, that is a blatant lie. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to walk you through all of this, but here's what I will tell you. Every major news site on the left had Donald Trump saying that he would scuttle the auto industry. They wanted to put fear into the unions. They wanted to put fear into Tesla, which is not an auto union. They're not unionized. So those people are probably making a lot more money than the other guys. But the point is, they wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was going to scuttle the auto industry. And here's what he actually said.
China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he does is build car manufacturing plants. He's the biggest in the world. I mean, honestly, I joke about it. He can't walk across the street. In that way, he's like Biden. But for building a plant, he can do the greatest plants in the world, right? That's all he cares about. I said, I'd like to see one of your plants recently. I said, I'd like to see, where can we go? Well, we have to travel to Mexico. I said, why Mexico? He said, because that's where the big plants are building. China's building really big plants in Mexico, and Mexico's building. What about here? Well, we're building much smaller plants here. Can you believe it?
Now, there's no way to misinterpret that. And I get it. Trump says things, and he does like me. He'll stop something in mid-sentence and then finish it elsewhere. And it can be a little bit confusing. I admit that about myself, okay? But there's no confusion there. He's saying, if I don't get elected, it'll be a bloodbath to the auto industry because the Chinese cars are going to come into America and it will bludgeon our industry. That's the only way you can take it. And he's also saying it'll be a bloodbath. Now, he's not talking about, I mean, technically he could be talking about what would happen in the country if he weren't elected and was cheated again. Then, yeah, it could be a bloodbath. But that's not what he was talking about. He was saying our industries will suffer. You will be right back to where it was during the time of Obama, worse in another era of Joe Biden, and we can't forego another 4 years. Now, I made a prediction last time when Trump ran against Joe Biden. I said America was not stupid enough to elect Joe Biden the first time. Well, the powers that be decided they would let Joe Biden get elected. I will tell you this, and I believe it, as I believe there's a loving, living God. Joe Biden will not be elected, neither will any Democrat. The next president of the United States will be the president of the United States, number 45, Donald J. Trump, and for all the right reasons. This is a guy who speaks truth. He's not speaking political. I mean, it may come off as politics, but he's not speaking about politics. He's telling you the truth. Why do you think China put a factory in Mexico? You think because they want to send cars to Central and South America? What do you think? They're going to ship them up to Canada? They put that factory in Mexico because they think they're going to just bring those cars right across the border into America. That is the cheapest place for them to build a factory and bring cars into America. That's why they built it there. The other reason why, they can make a huge dent in the Mexican economy, and they can take away some of the leverage of the American dollar in the Mexican economy. And look, I don't blame them for that. Xi's got to run his country, but who is he servicing? What market is Mexico servicing? It's the same thing, I don't want to get too technical, but the maquiladores, which are on the border of Texas or the various border states, those businesses are there. So American companies could manufacture in Mexico, ship across to America, and be a good citizen, you know, a good neighbor, if you will, to let Mexico have some of, you know, build their economy and then bring that product back to America relatively cheaply in jobs that maybe we knew were going to go away, that were going to be in manufacturing anyway. That is what we did, and it could be a symbiotic relationship if done correctly. But it's rarely done correctly when you have leftists involved. And that's why NAFTA ended up being a horrible trade agreement. And that's why Donald Trump cut a separate trade agreement with Mexico and Canada and made sure that America was going to be put first. We're not negotiating trade agreements so we lose. We negotiate them so that they're better for our citizens, better for our country. And if Mexico is good at something, let them be good at it. Let them be known for it. As a good neighbor, let's help them. I don't know about you, but if you've got a good neighbor in your neighborhood and you guys can do something to help each other, don't you do it? Of course you would. But anyway, these people lied on Donald Trump. They tried to make it appear that he's talking about scuttling the industry and then waging war in America. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
See, you told a litany of lies about Donald Trump in this speech. And as you think about that, I want you to think about every single thing they've said about Donald Trump. But they talked about Charlottesville, because there's a couple of clips we'll play today that lend itself to what those lies were. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I gave you nothing but good news yesterday. It was a good day for being conservative. It was a good day. I'll get the timing down on that in a bit. Anyway, it was a great day. I enlightened you on everything you need to look forward to. And what do the Democrats do? They give us a gift. They give us this gift. More lies on Donald Trump. And here's what they do. They'll talk about, because Republicans and conservatives get afraid. Oh, well, they put the lie out there, and then weeks later we learn that it's the truth. No, they put the lie out there, and you know what? We immediately now start to push back. That's what's happened. Oh, Donald Trump, he wants an insurrection. He's a violent person. Oh, yeah, okay. Holy mother of Jussie Smollett. You think I'm going to fall for that again? The Republicans are just so violent. That's all they do is they talk about me. Let me tell you something. When an insurrection occurs, there are a lot more guns involved. If we wanted to storm the Capitol on January 6th, we would have done it. What are we learning about the lies? We knew immediately January 6th wasn't a storming of the Capitol. They still, to this day, they still try to sell you that lie. Let me ask you, how's that lie selling? How's the lie selling that Donald Trump, a sitting president, has 91 indictments and the insurrection should keep him off the ballot? Let's ask Colorado and Maine how that's working out. Fannie Lewis says Donald Trump colluded with 18 co-conspirators to overthrow an election in Georgia. How's that working out for Fannie? Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you are paying attention. Let me tell you, the media has been doing nothing but telling lies, and now they've got their new word. It's bloodbath. Now, initially, they used it in the context of the RNC. Donald Trump remade the RNC. Laura Trump is in there now, along with Michael, what's his face? They're co-leaders of the RNC. They went in, they slashed 60 jobs. They called it a bloodbath. They said, oh, it's a Republican bloodbath. And I wrote a piece on it and talked about it on this show and told you there is no bloodbath. To the victor goes the spoils. Would you want to keep a bunch of losers in there, people who can't sell the conservative and Republican message, people who are rhinos working with other rhinos? Why would you hire Rona McDaniel, the niece of Mitt Romney, who is nothing but a rhino, who's going to be probably loyal to family? Why would you let her run this thing? And then once you see it, once you see the results of what she's done, where we lose in the midterms because people in the rhino category refuse to believe that we were cheated out of the 2020 election, and you're going to let them run it again in 2022? Get the flunk out of here. We needed a bloodbath. We needed to completely purge from these weak-kneed sissy Republicans that pretend to represent you. They don't represent you. So the media goes, it was a bloodbath. No, it wasn't. It was a bloodletting, and we needed to let these people go. But here's the media talking about it.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like
presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath, the Democrats
are calling it. Ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
Once they pick up on something, they just use it for everything. That was such a mixture of stuff, including Taylor Swift ticket sales. You know, it cracks me up. I think I told you guys the other day. Singapore completely booked Taylor Swift so they could get the entirety of Asia to have to come to Singapore to see her. And I was thinking to myself, since when did this girl's music become that popular? I'm sorry, she's no Beatles. She's no Michael Jackson. She's no Elvis. This is a chick that sings breakup songs about every dude she's ever dated. But now her ticket sales are a bloodbath. There's a lot of bloodbaths that are occurring, but let me tell you the real bloodbath. The bloodbath that's occurring is on leftism. And thank yourselves, because you're the ones killing it. You're bathing in the blood of these leftists that want to take you down. Why? Because you want to do the right thing. Because you want to expose their lies by propagating truth. You are the salt of the earth, and they don't like you. They think you're too goody-two-shoes. How dare you? How dare you follow the rules, raise your kids right, try to be good, solid citizens, pay your taxes, a fair amount, and then you push back when you don't like something, but you don't do it mean-spirited. You say, listen, I don't like it. I'm going to go to the ballot box and change it. Now you don't want to fund illegals? Oh, you don't want to fund a war in Ukraine, one that Joe Biden created? Oh, you want to be mad about Bidenflation? What, you want to be mad that we're going to force you to buy insurance for your health, even though you may be healthy and it's a personal choice? Oh, you think it's about your body? I'm going to make you buy insurance to protect your body. Oh, you want to protect babies? How dare you? You want to protect the military? You want cops on the street so we can lower the crime rate? You don't want prisoners released? You don't want to bring in all the gangs and the bad people from other countries and not just open the doors of your country? How dare you, Americans? Oh, I'm sorry. You're not American. We are. These people are crazy. And the bloodbath that needs to occur, metaphorically, okay, is on them. And it will. If we have fair elections, they can't win anything. They can't even win in their own cities. People are sick of them. And that's what we should be focused on. How do we make sure this is fair? How do we make sure there is somebody sane running in every jurisdiction to take over these cities?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Local law enforcement officers in Texas will not be able to arrest suspected illegal immigrants, at least not yet. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding an earlier stay on the controversial state law. Gas prices once again on the rise. USA's John Schaefer.
According to AAA, the national average price on Monday was $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week. The spike in gas prices played a significant role in the inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated. rated.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive.
Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death using an announcement dated March 18th that featured the palace seal. The palace and several British embassies issued statements denying the reports a month after it was announced that the king had been diagnosed with cancer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There was an Asian man, he's American, but he made a video about the bloodbath comments, and I can't recall if he named all the media, but here's what I'll tell you. During the bloodbath mashup that we played earlier, you should see the media that came out talking about how Donald Trump was calling for violence. It cracks me up every time this man says, he's calling for violence. Let me tell you what that means. The Democrats have it in their psyche to be ready to start violence. They're responsible for January 6th. There's nobody on anybody with a brain. If you don't believe that, you're an idiot. I talked to somebody the other day. He's a Republican, use my finger quotes, out of California. And I could tell that he doesn't believe that the election in 2020 was stolen. I could tell. We were all talking. It was a bunch of conservatives around the table. And they were chatting me up for whatever. You know, one guy was like, I recognize you. And he turns out he knew me from Fox. So then he was like enthralled. Oh, my gosh. You know, it was almost like he was with a star. And I kept trying to level set. You know, we're at the same place, bro. You know, if I'm a star, we're at the same location doing the same thing. So, you know, it ain't that big of a deal. But long story short, the one guy who was a Republican, and he'd been a mayor for 3 years, I was talking to him. I could tell he wasn't a staunch Republican. And I said, I'm going to tell you some things that are going to help you today. And we went through it. And that's another subject for another day, because he couldn't understand. He says, we collect 7.25 sales tax. The nearest county to us is at 9. We're going to raise ours a point, and that'll give us more revenue. And I said, what happens to, you know, so he told me, he's from California. We send our revenue to Sacramento, and then they give us back a percentage of it. And I go, well, there's already something wrong there. And I go, what would you get if you raise it a point? He says, we'd probably get like 0.5%. And I go, so you're going to raise it 0.5%, so Sacramento gets more money. You guys split it, and you consider that a win. I go, where's the money going? What's happening to the money that gets sent there? What are they? If they're happy with 7.25 and giving you back 1, why are you having to give them more? If you raise above that, why can't you get it all? He didn't even think to ask the. Well, that's just the way it's done. I go, that doesn't mean it has to be the way that it continues to be done. And he looked at me like, I said, I'm giving you some jewels here, baby. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, folks, a couple of commercials. Number one, Verve Spray Vitamins. They give you a lift. Go to VerveSprayVitamins.com, put in the code word ACTION. You'll get a discount. These are little spray vitamins in tubes, and you spray it on the inside of your cheek, 90% absorption, and you get a jolt. If you want energy, they got energy. You want to sleep, they got melatonin. Then they got the varying, like D vitamin, C, and zinc for if you want to fight a flu or a bug or whatever. It's amazing stuff. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things I talked to them about, I go, how's it taste? And they sent me samples, which is why I can talk to you about it. And I was like, not only does it work, it tastes good. You want to sleep good at night? Squirt some melatonin on your cheek. You want to get a little boost of energy? Squirt energy right in your cheek. You get a boost. You don't have to drink these stupid energy drinks and stuff like that or get over-caffeinated. These are vitamins that are meant to give you that. And because that's what your body works on. Your body doesn't run on caffeine. It'll take it. You know, any more than your body will take LSD or speed or something like that. How about something natural that your body will absorb and go, hey, this is what I want. So check it out, verbsprayvitamins.com. And then go to the Kevin Jackson Network website. Click on the links. Get up. Oh, one other quick thing we're going to be doing. We're going to give you a single place where you can go get everything. And not just at the cage. I'm talking about on your phone. And I forget the code. We'll start putting it out there. But you'll have everything at your fingertips, whether it's our store. Trump shoes are doing well. I hope you guys will go out and take a peek. I know a lot of you older folks are like, Kevin, I got my orthopedic shoes. I don't care. Get yourself some Trump shoes and put them on the mantle. Let people walk in and see them. Put them in a display case. That's what you want to do with the Trump shoes. And as I said, our merch is our message. So if you don't want to wear it, at least have it at your house. That's your safe space, isn't it? Let's get back to this lying on Donald Trump. Lying. Blatant lying. I mean, I just played a mashup, let me play this Asian guy, because he pretty much sums it up. He'll also play the Trump clip again to put it in perspective, but Donald Trump did nothing wrong, and the media blew it up. Why are they doing it? Because the polls stink. They can't get anything... any traction. So what they got to do, Donald Trump, he's calling for an insurrection, another one, look at what he's going to do. And it completely backfired.
These people are so dishonest, snakes, grifters. How they still have a job and a voice is beyond me. This weekend, the Trump headline, "If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath," was trending. Propagandists, headline chasers, and outright liars couldn't help themselves on every major platform and news distribution, taking over the front page of X, Reddit, and the mainstream news. Even worse is the Biden-Harris HQ also doubled down on propaganda and deception. Quote, "Tonight, Donald Trump said there'd be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected, and that if he lost, there would be no more elections," end quote. How is this legal? How is this allowed? They'll eventually retract the statement, but it's so obviously false. But the damage will be done. Where is the accountability? Zero. Throw a grenade, inflict maximum collateral damage, and use a broom to sweep the remains under the rug. Every single news outlet all over Reddit, X, and even the Biden campaign itself. This is what happens when incompetent people are in charge of our country and dictate the narrative. They do zero research. Don't take even a second to pause and think. They don't even manage their own stories or opinions. A handful of social media marketing and PR companies give the talking points, and the sheep leadership just nod their heads like seals. For the record, Trump did use the word bloodbath in context to auto manufacturers and jobs if they were to move their factories overseas. Literally nothing to do with an election. You can hear the full clip here.
34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
So the Democrats promptly, look at what we've got. We've got a jewel. They did exactly what they did with Russian collusion. when Donald Trump said, yeah, I hope Putin's got Hillary's emails. I hope he puts them out there. Oh, he's colluding with the Russians. And where did we end up? An entire narrative. We spent 2 years and $41 million on that nonsense, and they think they're going to get away with it this time. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not getting away with it. Here's Nancy Pelosi propagating the same lie. They literally sent out the talking points to all the Democratic organizations and said, now we've got our Waterloo for Trump. Let's go get him. Here it is.
He's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath?
He is endorsing political violence.
Says that he was talking about an economic bloodbath.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy that.
What's most interesting about that clip is the last person. She's a black lady. She's a host. I don't know, one of the liberal media talk shows, leftist media shows. And she's like, I don't know if I buy that, because she doesn't buy that. I mean, she's not defending Trump by any means, but she's not. You can tell she's not committed. They've told her what to say. She knows it's wrong, and so she's hemming and hawing just a little bit. Enough for me, a person who's discerning, and probably many of you, to go, she doesn't buy it. None of these people buy this. They understand they got nothing. I want you to please tell me, what would you run on if Joe Biden were your president? He were your candidate. What would you run on? The economy? You're going to run on how well Joe Biden's protected us? You're going to run on the border? You're going to run on Joe Biden not waging wars? Show me where Joe Biden and the violence against Americans has lessened. I said this the other day in the cheery section when we did the cheery show, and that's why I didn't want to cover any of this. But I said it the other day. Show me anything where you can run on Joe Biden as a winning part of the ticket. You can't. The only possibility that the Democrats have to win in this election is Tucci. That's it. I mean, they will try to get stuff out of nothing. Pence is not going to endorse Donald Trump. I tweeted, wow, so Donald Trump just lost one vote. like people are sitting around going, oh, I wonder what Mike Pence is going to do. Hey, guys, you tried it with Mike Pence. He lost when he ran directly against Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. President Biden's campaign swiftly denouncing those comments as threats of political violence.
That was ABC News running with the bloodbath comments. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. If you think these comments are geared towards Donald Trump, you're wrong. They're geared towards you. You're the people who are going to conduct the bloodbath. You're the good guys on both sides of the aisle, you know, on both sides of the thing when they did the Charlottesville stuff. You remember how they took Donald Trump's Charlottesville quote completely out of context and yet tried to make it look like we're a bunch of violent insurrectionists. They were setting this up, playing the long game. And this is what they're doing right now. They're playing the long game again. They want people to believe you're violent, your rhetoric. Look at what Trump is doing as they prepare yet another theft of an election. Again, I welcome you to the program, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. By the way, during the break, it was a real bloodbath in here. I tell you what, right, guys? Woo! Clean up. We went at each other. Woo! It was ugly. The real bloodbath. Donald Trump talking about the auto industry, saying, if you let Joe Biden do what he does, the automotive industry in America will be in a bloodbath. Keep in mind, Joe Biden, when he talks about electric vehicles, he won't even mention the number one car company in the world, Tesla, completely revolutionized the auto industry in a way that Joe Biden should be proud of green energy, and he never mentions that company. Why do you think that is? It's because of the bloodbath, obviously. Isn't that going to be our catch-all for everything now? Kevin, how you doing? Well, outside of that bloodbath that happened last night, I'm fine. What about you? Well, Kevin, it's been a bloodbath over here, too. I mean, what we should do is learn to enjoy what the left gives us. We should be all talking about bloodbath. Use it like people use the F-bomb. What the bloodbath are you talking about, buddy? You better get your bloodbath out of here. I mean, ridicule them. Make fun of them. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, I can't wait for the next election so I can get play part in that bloodbath. Woo! Just like the people that beat up Jussie Smollett. Yo, Kev, boy, was that a bloodbath or what? What did we discover about that? Man, ridicule these clowns, because that's what they are. Elon Musk put out a community notice on the media's narrative on the bloodbath. Every time it came up, anytime somebody mentioned, he says, here's the real context. Here's the fake news. And the left has lost their crap. What? How dare he put this up? What? What do you mean, how dare? How dare you spew lies? People lie for sport. I'm not going to play that mashup again, but we've got... what I'm going to do is probably wait. Well, we should play Psaki, Joe Biden's former press secretary, Psaki. She's on MSNBC now. And she had a black dude interview. He's literally lying about Trump, and he brings up all those other things we were just talking about. Charlottesville. He lists all the things that Donald Trump did to spread rhetoric, you know, mean-spirited rhetoric.
I mean, what I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years, as you pointed out. It goes even farther back, right? This is the same guy who, after Nazis marched on Charlottesville and killed a woman, said there were very fine people on both sides. This is the same guy who, in 2020, told the Proud Boys, a white supremacist group, to stand back and stand by. And now, every single day on the stump, he is championing and praising the insurrectionists who he encouraged to violently storm the Capitol in an attempt to overthrow our democracy. So it's not simply one comment. This is exactly who Donald Trump is, and this is exactly the threat that he poses to our democracy every single day.
More of the same. You buying it? Yeah, see, I'm not buying it. I think most people aren't buying it. I think most people have begun to see through this. And that Asian guy, we played a clip earlier, he says, you know, they do this, do the damage, then they sweep what are the remains under the rug. There are no remains here. People know this is a lie. They know it. They know it the same way they know about Charlottesville. I want to get that Biden quote. So here's Biden talking about Charlottesville. Again, another lie. And by the way, these have all been disproven.
Mr. Vice President, are you aware that you're misquoting Donald Trump in Charlottesville? He never called neo-Nazis very fine people.
No, he called all those folks that walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis, shouting hate, their veins
bulging. But he said specifically that specifically. He was condemning them.
He said he did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They're chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags.
As if the left give a crap about Jews. They're the biggest anti-Semites on the planet, the American left. I mean, even more so than many of the Middle Eastern countries. Look at who they let be part of our Congress. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, and we've got people that hate Jews that are in our Congress. What did they call it? The guy did the clip with Ilhan Omar. We got that clip, right?
No, she's a Democrat. They're going to vote for Biden. I'm not surprised about that. I am surprised that in the year of our Lord, 2024, there is a public relations agent for Hamas sitting in the United States Congress.
Yeah. The Democrats, really protecting the Jews. I tell you what, if you're a Jew and you put your hands into the Democrat, you might as well, I'll just say it ain't going to go your way. Look at what happened to black folks. I want to go back to this black dude on MSNBC line about Trump. Nazis marched on Charlottesville. You notice the press pushed back on Joe Biden. No, he did. It's what he did. I tell you, he did it. He did it. What are you talking about? He's all indignant, Joe Biden. You know, angry old dude. That was when they were lying about everything in the 2020 election cycle because they were already setting it up that Donald Trump supported the other side, the bad guys, the Nazis, the Proud Boys, and praising insurrectionists. That's what that black dude said. So let's think about it. Number one, dispelled completely the bull, well, almost said it, but the crap from the Nazis in Charlottesville. Been discredited. Completely. Should be marked as fake news every time somebody says it. You shouldn't even be allowed to propagate that lie. The Proud Boys. The dude who got arrested for the Proud Boys was a Mexican dude. A Mexican gay guy. Now, I don't know who's a better poster child for leftism than a Mexican gay guy who was standing up for the rights. And Donald Trump said, I'm not going to throw these guys under the bus just because you labeled them something. This is where I go back to, we're so quick as conservatives to go, they've labeled them insurrections. I can't be associated with the Proud Boys. I was with the Proud Boys at a 2A rally in Arizona. Nice guys. I mean, I think they're all gay, but I didn't care. They told me, Kevin, we'd love you to come speak at our group. I said, I'd love to. And I said, you got a number. They go, let us contact you. You probably don't want to be, but literally they were trying to protect me saying, you probably don't want to have our phone in your phone. Let us contact you, you know, figure out. I was like, hey, whatever works, but I was happy to do it. See, you're not going to give me to not be involved with somebody because, there's a rumor. And then what about this last one? Praising insurrectionists, Donald Trump, wanting to get people out of jail who never should have been put in there. These are political prisoners. Here's what Putin had to say about that.
If you want my opinion in terms of whether our elections are democratic, I believe that, yes, they're democratic. Whereas in some other countries, like in your country, can you consider democratic when one side is using the justice machine in order to attack one of the candidates? We do not have any preference for any candidates in the U.S. We will work with anyone who's elected. But using administrative resources, justice system, this has become a joke, an international shame for the U.S., for your so-called democratic system. And I believe that I've got all reasons to believe that there's no democracy in the election process in the Western countries and especially in the U.S.
I'm going to make you a bet that many of you believe, as Vladimir Putin does, our elections are not fair.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.